In even more recent times, last week, President Trump, apparently in a fit of pique, banned a group of reporters from White House press briefings, then decided to skip the annual White House correspondent dinner. I have to wonder what he's trying to accomplish. If the president is trying to silence unfriendly reporters, it simply won't work. Despite a drive to be first with the story, reporters often help each other cover the news. In fact, there is already a White House pool system in place to provide news coverage for those unable to attend the daily briefings. And since the press conferences are almost always televised, a reporter could simply sit in an office and watch the entire proceedings. But I have to wonder if there isn't something else going on here. Let's admit it, there is something of a rush in attending a White House press briefing. And directly asking a question of the president is something of a badge of honor. So I wonder if the president isn't trying to play on the reporters' egos to try to silence them. Cooperate or you don't get to attend. We've seen the administration take on something of an air of a personality cult, where leaders take umbrage at the slightest perceived insult and do their best to punish those who dare criticize or question statements or policies. What seems particularly interesting is the current administration praises an electorate they say saw through the supposed lies and errors of the media, yet seem to believe those same voters need to be protected from a prying and anti-Trump media. But you can't have it both ways. You either trust the electorate or you don't. And apparently neither side has much trust in the voters who make electoral decisions. I'm Larry Burris.